Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast,
the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing
the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
One of the most frequently asked questions in the Everyday is Saturday show. We're going to answer that today. My name's Sam Crowley. It's November 13th. It's still November 13th, 2014. Four show of the day, baby. And I could do another four more. But I'm going to head off to the gym. You know what I'm having? I'm going to have some almonds and a protein shake. That's right, baby. Almonds and a protein shake. Got to keep it light. It's cardio day here. I've been lifting weights for the past 4 days. Now we're going to mix in a super cardio day, but I'm not going to go until after the lunch crowd hits. I go to LA Fitness here in Cincinnati. I changed clubs. I gave up my Beautiful People Club, which was about $120 a month. And I'm at LA Fitness, which is $29.95 a month. Now, A couple of the features and benefits, because if you're ever thinking of going into business, you got to make sure you know what you stand for. LA Fitness, high volume. Low rent, high volume. You walk in, and it's like a turnstile. There's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming through the door. Okay, I exaggerate a little bit, but it's way more traffic than an LA Fitness than there was at Five Seasons Country Club where I was. So, and that's okay. That's perfectly okay with me. I have no problem with that. But here's the deal. You walk into LA Fitness and there's a ton of people on the treadmill. There's a ton of people on the free weights, the universal weights. All if you go during the rush hour, which is early in the morning or during lunch, or never, ever would I think to go, but after 5 o'clock, forget it. I mean, you might as well work out on Interstate 71. I mean, that's how busy it is outside here in Cincinnati if you go to LA Fitness after work. Another benefit of not having a job. You know, I don't want to keep harping on this whole every day is Saturday thing, but people say, what's it like when you make, it ain't even about the money. How much money do you make? Who cares? Really? Seriously? Aren't you sick and tired of people posting their big fat paychecks all over the internet and showing you how you can make $100,000 in the first 90 days? Push button business. Hey, got a push button business here. Who wants some money? Money. It has nothing to do with that, man. And nothing to do with money. It's about lifestyle. I want to go to the gym at 2 o'clock. I got the whole gym to myself. Even LA Fitness, I got to myself. Okay? The supermarket of gyms, I have to myself. My old club, now I could go during those rush hours and they would be more crowded than usual, trust me. But because the rent was a little higher, you know, it wasn't as many people there. So $29.95, I walk into LA Fitness during peak times, and I'm going to walk right back out. Just too many people. Too many. I mean, bumping into people everywhere, can't get a locker. It's crazy. You go at 2 o'clock, you go at 10 in the morning, there's nobody there. Why? Slaves are back at the corporate camp. That's why. They got to go to work. They got to get to a work. During lunch, never go because they're out on lunch. Yes, they do let them take a lunch, and that's nice. They should be able to leave on their lunch hour and go work out if they want. But let me tell you something. Saturday is a mindset, not a circumstance. It's doing what you want, when you want, with who you want, to a certain extent. Look, there is limitations. I got to pick my kids up from school. I got to drive them to school. I got to be here for the family, things like that. Guys, that's what I designed my life around, okay? The kids, family, so we could do stuff in the summertime, go to Kings Island, ride roller coasters. In the wintertime, during the fall, during the school year, drive them to school, pick them up. It doesn't have anything to do with money. Money is the reward you get for the value that you bring to the marketplace. If you're not making enough money, you're not adding enough value. It's really simple. Sam, my product, my service is extremely valuable. Who do you think you are by telling me that it? I'm not saying it's not. I'm just asking you, why don't you do more of it? Simple question. It's not like, you know, we ain't splitting atoms here, guys. I mean, you know, we're not trying to land a rocket on a comet like NASA is doing. I'm just saying if you think your product or the service that you bring is extremely valuable, why are you whispering when you can shout? Why are you not telling anybody about it? Why are you keeping it a secret? Because you're afraid. I'm afraid of being judged. Okay, so there's the number one question. One of the most questions I ask all the time. Sam, how do I move past negative people in my life? They're holding me back. Family, friends, coworkers, people, they're just, how do you move away from negative people? And I wish, you know, look, I'm not even going to make fun of that answer. I have a lot of fun with questions and things, but that's one that you cannot hang out with negative people and expect to live a positive life. It's impossible. It is a real problem. It is a real phenomenon because these people have been in your lives for a long time. You've given them, here's the problem though, you've given them power. Their thoughts, their judgment, what they feel and think about you impacts what you do. And that's where the line needs to be drawn. Now, how you draw that line, it's going to be situational based on your circumstances. I can only tell you what I did. What I did is I pulled over to the side of the road in 2005 and I went through my cell phone. And I said, helping, hurting, helping, hurting, helping, hurting. And everyone who was hurting me in my dream, and by that it was simply, are they a negative know-it-all going nowhere? Are they judgmental? Do they make fun of me when I try bold things, knowing that I really care about these things, i.e. every day is Saturday? And if the answer to that is yes, they are deleted. I deleted over 50 names and numbers out of my cell phone just pulling over on the side of the road one day. That's how I dealt with it. How you deal with it, I don't know. That's what you need to say. Look, if there's a call coming in on your cell phone today and you hit the ignore button, it's a pretty surefire sign that you should probably delete that person out of your phone. Look, the only time I hit ignore is if I'm in a meeting or something, yeah, obviously. But if I got nothing going on and that person's number comes in, I can't think of a person in my phone that I hit ignore on. I just can't think of anybody. I want to talk to the people I have currently on my cell phone. It wasn't like that 10 years ago. I used to hit the, oh, God, he's calling. Oh, my Lord. And I'd just be sitting around doing nothing, and I'm not, like, I'm doing paperwork at the office and I see their number come up. I am not taking the call. They're going to bring me down. And I'm like, Sam, boy, that's really weak. You know, I have some really good, poignant, difficult, tough conversations with myself. And I said, Sam, you're a loser. And you're a loser because you keep hitting the ignore button and sending these people to voicemail. Just delete them. It's symbolic, but it also adds a little teeth to it now because when their number comes up, you're not going to recognize it because we, truth be told, you don't know anybody's phone number in your cell phone. It's not like you could say, hey, what's Bob's number? I don't know. I got him in my contacts. I have no idea. Well, delete Bob out. Next time the number comes in, it's going to look completely foreign to you. And that's the way the negative people you're hanging out with should appear right now, completely foreign to you. You don't give them power over your thoughts and your dreams and your actions and what you're going to do. Hey, let me ask you a question. Is negative Nancy, are they paying your mortgage? Are they paying the rent, your utilities? Do their opinions pay your bills? No. Well, then why are you living or anywhere near them? And more importantly, why are you letting them live rent-free in your head? Get them out. Kick them out. Give the negative, toxic people the eviction notice that they deserve. They don't even get a notice anymore. They've been living rent-free in your head for far too long. They don't get even the eviction notice. They just get kicked out. Get out. Get out. You can't hang out with negative people and expect to live a positive life, but you got to take the step to get them out. And some of them, it's going to be very nice, and they're not even going to know that you're kind of just gradually inching away. And it may involve just not returning a phone call that you normally would return, not being available when you're normally available. Pretty soon, they get the hint. I mean, they will get the hint. They'll be offended, but let me tell you something. Do you want to be broke because of them, or do you just want them being offended about something that let them stew a little bit about it? It's nothing you did to them. They did it to themselves. They opted out of your mental database. You understand that? They click the unsubscribe. Hey, you're going to follow me. You're going to empower me. You're going to build me up. You're going to help inspire me and motivate and help me get to where I want to go. Nope. Oh, great. Click that little unsubscribe link from my, you're unsubscribing from my dream. Okay. Might send you a holiday card. We'll say hi. I mean, that'll be a jerk about it. We don't need to create enemies. We're here to create dreams, man. We're not here to create enemies, but it's going to happen as a byproduct of you having courage to do something like that. But either one of two things are going to happen. These people are continuing to sabotage your life, and you're going to allow that to happen. And again, this is a you problem. It's not their problem. It's a you problem. You created this problem. You've allowed it to get this far. Or you're going to take control finally of your life and your circumstances, and you're going to flourish, man. You will be like a rocket ship heading straight up. But you got to cut the people out, man. You can't hang out with negative people and expect to live a positive life. Are you with me? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.